This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called for U.S. help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Here in Washington, hundreds gathered outside the White House on Saturday to protest Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeast Syria and urge U.S. action against Turkey. Many of the demonstrators were Kurdish Americans, angry at U.S. President Donald Trump for standing aside last week as Turkey sent troops into Syria to fight the Kurds. Lukman Rost was one of those protesting.
Our mission is to get a message to Donald Trump for the decision he made on Turkey regarding giving a green light to Turkey to kill all these innocent people, for Turkey to go do what he's doing now, bombing, killing civilians, Kurds for no reason. We'd like him to think about it one more time.
The Washington, D.C. rally and march came as thousands of Kurds and their local supporters rallied in France and in Greece on Saturday to protest against Turkey's military action in northeast Syria. This is